You already are. I sat at my desk reading my morning devotions, getting my mind in tune with Father so I could write his truth. I was overcome with a wave of unworthiness. I asked God, why would you even look in my direction? I'm a dirty, puny human. I'm no saint. Why should I have the privilege of writing for you? What I heard in reply could only have come from the Lord. Why do you call yourself dirty? Have you not yet accepted my forgiveness? Come now, says Adonai, let's talk this over. Even if your sins are like scarlet, they will be white as snow. Isaiah chapter 1, 18. Furthermore, he gave some people as emissaries, some as prophets, some as proclaimers of the good news, and some as shepherds and teachers. Their task is to equip God's people, the saints, for the work of service that builds the body of Messiah. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. The word saints is used 229 times in the Greek New Testament and translated 60 times in the English text. It always refers to God's people who are holy and set apart. All of God's people. Sometimes I need to be reminded that I am forgiven. I am a saint. I have been made worthy in God's eyes. And yes, it is a huge privilege to feed his flock. Are you feeling dirty, puny, or unworthy of the task you have been called to? Are you a brother or sister in Christ? His people already appear white as snow before God. You are set apart as holy. You are a saint already. You may not feel like it right now, but that doesn't make it untrue. Through God, you are no longer a slave but a son. And if you are a son, you are also an heir. Galatians 4, 7. Since God is king of the universe, we are princes and princesses. Look in a mirror and picture yourself white as snow on the inside and a crown on top of your head. Stand tall, take a deep breath, and face the task ahead of you today with the confidence that Jesus has your back and he sees you as holy and set apart for God, a saint. If you're encouraged by this, please share.